As life gets more aggressive with you, and it will, it always does. Life can be vicious. People in this life can be vicious. Jesus Christ, who died for me and for you, who came for the purpose of dying. Jesus is the only person that was ever born with the purpose of dying. When we were created by God, man was not created to die. Man was created to live forever. In that special, beautiful Garden of Eden, or however God had it all laid out, God had a plan for man. But man looked to the world, and man saw darkness. On one side you have darkness. On the other you have pure light. There is nothing greater, no power greater on planet Earth than the power that light brings. You have your x-rays, it doesn't matter what it is, light's involved in your life. And there's no greater light than Jesus Christ. There's no greater power source for the light of Christ than God the Father saying, I'm going to bring them light. I will allow them to see. I want them to see me, and I want them to see the darkness. I want to give man the choice. Choose darkness. I mean, how much worse could God make the vision than solid darkness? Did you ever go in a cave, or like in Mammoth Cave, if you ever take a tour and they turn out all the lights and you have total darkness, and then one person strikes a match and the whole area lights up just like you'd have a bright spotlight? It's amazing what just a little spark of light will do in darkness. God said, you have a choice. I want to offer you pure light, my son. I want to give to you life that's eternal, a meaningful life, a life of purpose, a life that can light up and change a world. I want to give you hope. You know, hope is what we see little of in our world today. People look at our own nation and we wonder, what in the world is going on? Why has evil become so rampant? When you look at evil, you see darkness. And man is drawn to the darkness rather than the excitement of pure light, of being able to see the face of God in your heart. No one could ever stand in the presence of God in a human condition, the scripture says, and live. It's impossible. Because God wanted us to understand something. When he looked and there was chaos, God comes down. And the first command he gives is, let there be light. Let there be light. Light given from the light source. God looks at you and looks at me and he says, because I am God, I want you to be able to see. I want you to see the darkness. I want you to see the brightness of light. But I want you to choose. It's freedom of choice given to us by God. It's just not an American thing. It's God saying, I give you the choice. Choose. Well, now, you know, you would think that we would be smart enough as human beings to look at solid darkness and look at pure light, and we would say, I don't want the darkness. Yet we'll head for the darkness the majority of time in our life, and darkness will swallow you up. You will get inside of it, and the darkness you saw becomes a part of who you are. But you will never cease to hear the voice of your Savior saying, come out into the light, for I am the light. God looked at us with the brilliance as our Creator. There's only one God. Now, God Himself is spirit. You and I can't see spirit. So God reveals Himself to us as light. And He revealed Himself physically to us as Son, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He shows Himself to us. He does that for a purpose. He does not want any of His creation to miss the light. The light of your life. The light of an everyday event. He wants you to see the brightness of hope. He wants you to look at the darkness of despair and understand you don't have to live there. So therefore, very first command of creation, let there be light. Because, listen to 1 John 1:5. God is light. And are you seeing it and hearing it? God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. No darkness will come around God. Can't exist. The brightness of who God is. So God looks down and God sees me and you. He created us, and as He created this earth, and He looked and He said, and it was very good. What messed it up? Darkness. And the choice that His creation, man, made in choosing darkness over light. People said, yeah, but if we had it better, you know, if we had it this way or that way, then everything would be just fine. Folks, Adam and Eve lived in a garden planted by God. And God patrolled it. Oh, Brother Ronnie, they didn't even have to worry about the rain. Did you know that? Because rain did not come from the skies. Everything on God's creation was watered by water coming from up from the ground, and it was watered and it would go back down until sin appeared. And when sin appeared, a flood came. Oh, Noah gets everything in the ark, and remember the story? And the ark was in the middle of the flood. But remember that story. Remember the garden. Remember light and darkness. And remember this. It was God who had the angels put Adam and Eve outside of the garden and then posted an angel to keep them from coming back in. Why? For if they returned, they would die in their sins. Therefore, they were to live life in the light and in the darkness of day and night. And they would see that same light and darkness in their life. Folks, don't you see it in your own life? The dark days and the bright days. And in the dark days, you're wishing for the bright days. You're looking for the light. And God says, I've said, let there be light. Therefore, light will come. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. God is. He's the brightest light. God's the brightest. Now, what man has been able to harness to tell you that? It's God. He's a light that cannot be turned off. He's a light that can be rejected but never extinguished. He's a light that's come for one purpose. You, me, for His creation. He created us to love us, not to destroy us, not to see us hurting, but to see us lifted up and to show us the way. But He has given us something that I remind you of continually, that no other one of His creations can do. Make a choice. You and I can make the choice. You see, I don't want judgment on my life. I don't want to come to the throne of judgment with God. I will come to the judgment seat of Christ, where Christ will let judge all my works of whether they're good or bad, of what attitude I had when I was doing them or whatever. He's the judge of that. But folks, you let me tell you this. When you say yes to Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, you follow Him. Follow Him in baptism. Follow Him in your commitment to love your fellow man. The key that He gives you, the only commandment He says, here's your command that supersedes all other commands. Love. Hear that a lot from me, don't they, Brother Randy? Yes. Love. So God says, because judgment can only come to those living in the dark. Listen to this. Judgment comes from choosing darkness. It's our choice. John 3:19. This is the judgment, that the light has come, Jesus, into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. Their deeds were evil. The evilness of darkness. And they wanted to be in the dark. Well, maybe God won't see me. It is God who separated the day from the night and the total darkness from total light. That separation came by the shedding of the blood of His only begotten Son for you and for me. This is a salvation story here. This is our life story here. This is us understanding that our lives are lived in the moment. So live it in the light of God. You think God doesn't see? God doesn't hear? God's not watching? What makes you think that? Well, because if he really saw some of my thoughts, I'd be dead. No. He's paying attention because he's always ready and willing and does pull you out of that ditch of life. Give you another shot. Oh, I know. People say, I don't want to bother the Lord anymore. I've asked for forgiveness so many times. I know he gets tired of hearing it. No, he doesn't. Trust your pastor on that one. Every prayer I pray, in the middle of the night, through the daytime, I always start, Father, forgive me, for I'm a sinner. Knowing that as a human being, that I'm going to break so easily. But also, I've seen the light. I have the light in me. I went to the light, Brother Randy. You remember the people talking about on their deathbeds, how they're in the tunnel and they see a light at the end of the tunnel? Christian, ask God. For God is light. He has always been there. All these tunnels me and you keep going through in life, all of the ditches that we keep bouncing in and out of, every time you'll find yourself in that situation, all I tell you to do is look up, look to the light, come to the light. That's become a joke to a lot of people. Not to your pastor. Because it's real. Go to the light. For in the light is your strength. In the light is your hope. But judgment comes from choosing the darkness. And listen to that, John 3:19. Listen to it again. This is the judgment. That light has come into the world. But that men love the darkness, loved evil, rather than the light, rather than the good, for their deeds were evil. So therefore, judgment can only come to the darkness. You ever watch Star Wars? The power. Don't go to the dark side. I don't know which one that was, Brother Randy. I wasn't going to. Stay away from the dark side. Go to the light. And Jesus says, I'm here. I don't care how bad it looks. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care how deep the ditch is you found yourself in, that you know that you can't jump up and grab the edge of that ditch. You're just down there in the ditch of life. I want you to look for the light. For where you see the light, Jesus is. And when you get to see the light, that means he's coming for you. That means he hears you. It's the light source for your soul. The light source for your well-being. He is the light for your mind, for the troubled heart, for all the pains. Look to the light. For the light is shining. It's not just a light beacon of hope. It is hope. He is hope. He is the victory. Because as judgment comes from the darkness, salvation comes from choosing the light. Listen to John 8:12. When Jesus again spoke to them, saying, now listen to what he says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life, not the darkness of death. Focusing on who Jesus is, not on who you are, not on what strength that you may or may not have, but on the power of an almighty God who gave his Son for you. for your well-being, for your everything. God turned on the light and he said, follow me. Jesus has come, John 12:46. I have come as a light to shine in this dark world so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the darkness. You see, I can't remain in the darkness. I may bounce in the ditch, but I'm bouncing back out, you got me, by the power of the light. Because the light source of eternal living is a gift from Almighty God through His Son for you individually. If you were the only human being that was to ever be born of the dust of the earth, Jesus would have died for you. But He took everyone's sin on that cross. When Jesus calls down the light, He calls it down. And God will use the blackness of the thunderstorm, of the lightning, and God will shine through with His power because one of His children is stepped over on the dark side or into the night. But the light is dawning. The day is coming, and Jesus says, I have come to give you a light. He wants to light your heart, to light your life, to light the darkness of your eyes of the soul. I want you all to really be in prayer for a group of individuals. I feel it in my heart to ask you for your prayer because I know the brokenness of every combat veteran that's alive today. And that brokenness is a darkness that fights us from the inside, tries to pull us back in to the realm of that darkness. And the power of it is so strong. Be in prayer. Because when you hear one of us say we're fighting the demons, that's what we're fighting. We can't go into combat and come out unbroken. We can't be associated with that much viciousness of death and not be broken. And God molds us together and He lifts us up. But the attacks remain. And the older we get, the more the dreams come back. Don't understand it. The more the hurt, the more the demons want to play with the mind. Be in prayer for your combat veterans. For the darkness is so overwhelming. And to relive those times of combat, so dark, so vicious. Until you look and you say, that's not me. That's not who I am. That's evil. And no longer am I that evil. Oh, see, it doesn't matter how you look at it. Combat is vicious. And the blood of a fellow man that is on you is unspeakable. And if Satan could, he'd pull you right to the bottom. But I got news for you. I've seen the light. I know the light. And the light of my God lives in me. He gives me the word to preach. He gave it to set me free. It's His love that shines forevermore. His love that'll come through a locked door. It's who He is. When He sees you broken, He's not just a token for you to think about. He's the God of life. That's what life is about. You are the reason Jesus came. You're the reason God knows your name through that light that Jesus gave. He touched you so that never would the grave have any hope for receiving me. For it is the Christ who died and set me free. It's the love that goes to the depth of who God is, and He reaches down for you, for your kids. And He says to you, as He lays on His hands, I am God, I am not man. I cannot be moved by the darkness of life. And I have come, for my Son paid the price for you and who you are. You're real, you're true. No matter the age, it was God who saw you before time began, and God who'll set you on your feet again. It is He who reaches down with love galore and the shining of the light forevermore will be a part of who you are and who we are together. For my friends, there is no other than the Savior who came to conquer. Conquered in darkness for you, for me. He showed the light so we could see. He explained to our heart He loves us dear. He is my Savior. And through His tears, I feel the blessed touch of a master craftsman who looks at your life and He says, I make no junk. I make and draw to perfection each heart, each bump in your life, each ditch that you have come from. It is my light that has shown you the way. Trust me, says Jesus. Trust me in your heart, for I'll be there with you each and every day. It's a message from God, from the light of creation. The light of the world is in your meditation. God says, draw near to me. I will draw near to you. I'll give you hope. There's nothing more you need. Nothing more for me to do. I've sent my Son. I've given you the light. You've heard my voice. You've given me your fight. Now you back off and you let God do His thing. For what He wants to do is to express to you and you and you a love that only Jesus could bring. That's the Word of God. And it doesn't get better than the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, oh Lord, give us strength to stand. Give us the hope during the hopeless periods of life. Give us the light, dear Lord God, that we might see. The courage, dear Lord God, to stand for you. And Father, we thank you for loving us so much that you gave your Son so that we would not have to give ours. You died the death for each of us. Thank you, Father, for the light to know that we'll never die. We'll be with you in your home. We ask your blessing upon each one represented today, listening, watching, in the presence of being here, for it is your Spirit. Father, we're being bombarded with pure evil throughout the world. I pray that you intervene. You're touched, dear Lord God, to lift us up and give us the courage to stand strong in your name. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Whew. During our time of invitation, the invitation, people say, well, it's simple. It is simple for you and me. Whoever will come, let them come to the light. Ha! Can't miss it. He's in your heart. His love is all over you. And he's wanting you to come to the arms. The only hope you will have. This world does not have a chance when it's in conflict with God. And I tell you now, be wise. Choose the light. Well, I read the book. Darkness is already lost. Evil cannot win. Satan is a defeated foe. And I know Jesus.